Now, in the last lecture, I said that we're transporting carbon as dissolved inorganic carbon, DIC. Now I've just indicated that what's available to move metals around big time is dissolved organic matter, DOM. So the analysis of a water sample will give the dissolved organic carbon content. To do that, we filter the water through a 0.7 micron filter. That's to get rid of any particulates. We then remove the inorganic carbon. The trick here is that you simply acidify the water. If you think about what's going on, your inorganic carbon then would carbonate and bicarbonate. If you acidify it, that pushes it through to carbonic acid, and keep pushing it, it ends up as carbon dioxide, and so you lose the dissolved inorganic component. After that, you do a total organic carbon analysis. This can simply be an oxidative digest, like you guys did for the COD thing, and that then provides you with the amount of organic carbon that's present. The carbon percentage in the dissolved organic matter is typically taken as 60%, so to go from the DOC value, which is your analytical value, to how much dissolved organic matter is present, you simply multiply by 1.7. Now the nature of it is some of it is very well characterized because the analytical methodology is there, and a lot of it is hard to characterize and remains unknown. So in 2005, around 80% of dissolved organic matter in the oceans was quite poorly characterized. So we're now going to go through the major subdivisions of dissolved organic matter. This is a very commonly examined section, I'd have to say. The dissolved organic matter is important then in transporting metals. It's important in the carbon cycle. Because if we have got even a small percentage of carbon in the world's oceans, that means this is a vast reservoir of carbon. The atmosphere, remember, has got a very small amount of mass. The ocean has got a vast amount of mass. So if we change the carbon balance in the ocean and exchange that with the atmosphere, we can change the global climate very significantly. So people are spending a lot of attention now looking at the carbon cycle in the ocean. So dividing down our dissolved organic matter, we have the non-humic fraction, which is around 20% of the total. Of this one, then, we have got things that we can clearly recognize, like hydrocarbons, nucleic acids, fatty acids, and monosaccharides. So these ones, then, coming from the bits of biology, we can put them through things like nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy, and we can figure out exactly what's there.